live from the Checkpoint XP studios.
He's about to pull off the Alamo. He's unbelievable.
Nico is on fire.
Oh my goodness, how does he do this?
On radio's number one show for esports and competition, Checkpoint XP Radio, a Beasley esports product.
Welcome to Checkpoint XP. You're hanging with the Weird Beard, Robbie Landis, and someone who's been feeling the tingling of his spider senses trembling through his PS4 controller, me, James Campbell.
Finally playing Spider-Man finally, on the PS4?
Yes,
I took a trip. How are you liking it?
I'm loving it. It's funny. I started playing it, and in the tutorial, you start off like fighting Kingpin.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of fun to teach you the basic controls and stuff. I almost quit. Because I couldn't beat Kingpin.
Oh, no.
I must have died 20 times at like the last little part of the fight. But the one thing that kept me going was the haunting laughter of Robbie Landis.
All right, well, look.
Ridiculing
look,
me.
Look, James.
In your nightmares.
If it makes you feel any better, when I first played that, I died one time too.
No, I died like 27 times.
Well, I mean, clearly, I am a better player than you are, but I died too. Everybody does.
Well, Robbie, I appreciate your haunting laughter pushing me through to realize this game is great. And I defeated the Kingpin, and now I'm helping keep the streets of New York City safe as Spider-Man. The Battle Royale genre of gaming is hugely popular right now, with so many of them out. How do you know which ones are the best for you? We'll discuss the BRs worth focusing your attention on in just a bit, because we'll kick things off talking about the return of professional League of Legends and Overwatch competition in 2021. Now, the 2021 seasons are getting up and running. We'll break down where and how to watch. Plus, if you're new to spectating esports competition like me, Robbie and Weirdbeard will give us the basic things to know and also recommend how to pick a team to root for. Fans of professional Overwatch and the Overwatch League, or OWL, will have to wait a bit longer for the start of their 2021 season. We'll let you know about some of the changes to the OWL in just a moment, because the 2021 season for League of Legends has officially begun. Now, if you're new to professional esports or just curious about how to spectate, much like me, we have all the info you need on how and where to watch and the basic things you need to know going into it. Now, Checkpoint XP producer Callie and our resident League of Legends expert is joining us. Callie, where should a League of Legends curious fan start?
So there's a lot of different places that you could start, but the easiest way is just to watch the weekly esports events that they have on. Right now, the LCS lock-in tournament's going on, which is a new thing they introduced this year. It's basically...
Now, the LCS, that's League Championship Series, which that's specifically North America.
That's
right.
North American competitive league.
It's so like the NFL.
Correct. That's your NFL. They call it the LCS. The lock-in tournament that they're doing this week is basically something they're doing. It's kind of almost a preseason thing. All 10 teams are coming to compete in this event. $150,000 first place prize on the line for the winning team, so not too bad. It's not going to affect the standings for the season, but the season will pick up immediately after this tournament. This is just kind of the kickoff.
This is kind of help you gauge where the teams are as well. Now, you know, someone like James, he actually made a New Year's resolution that he's going to try and watch more esports this
year. More esports
now,
in 2021.
We don't want him to burn out trying to watch everything.
Agreed.
So, you know, he needs a team, and he also needs someone else to yell at when his team loses besides me, who got him to... you know, root for the Titans in the OWL last year.
Oof.
So,
big mistake.
Look, they did well the first season. Anyway, where should he start? Who should he watch if he wants to get into League of Legends?
Yeah, you know, the nice thing about League of Legends is, and I mean, it's what do you prefer? Like with OWL, all the teams are based out of cities. So, you know, if you are from Houston, you're an Outlaws fan.
Yep.
League of Legends doesn't work that way. None of the teams are region locked, so it's whoever, you know, kind of stands out to you. If you're into like the storied classic franchises, you might like Cloud9 or Team Solomid, who have been around forever.
Okay.
If you want the new and exciting teams, 100 Thieves are right up there, and they're actually looking very competitive this year.
Who are
which
the
is
bad
nice.
Boy troublemakers, but can still win? Teams in League of Legends.
That might be 100 Thieves,
exactly.
Actually. That's,
okay.
That's a pretty good description of 100 Thieves. James, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
Do you hate yourself?
No, actually, I think very highly of myself.
All right, then you need to stay away from Counter Logic Gaming, who was my team for years.
Okay. Thank you for the advice.
They're the Detroit Lions of the LCS.
They sure are, and they can be hard to watch sometimes. But yeah, no, I'd look at 100 Thieves. I think you'd like them, and they're actually looking really good this year, unlike last year.
And if they do well, they have some of the best merchandise.
Yeah.
yeah. some swag really? In all of esports.
What
so
up,
like,
Nate Shot, send us some stuff.
Yeah, right.
Wearing 100 Thieves gear, like, you're going to look fly as well.
Yeah, their merch is awesome.
I got to look good, especially right. when I'm talking esports. So, Callie, somebody who's new to League of Legends and yep. wants to get into watching them, they're on Twitch? Are they on YouTube?
Yeah, both. Same place, twitch.tv/LCS or youtube.com/LCS. They play on the weekends, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They used to have Monday Night League of Legends, but they've moved away from that this year, so it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Now, okay. James, the one thing you have to know about League of Legends, like getting into it as a fan, is like we said, this is the NFL. So this is the one with the giant tournaments. This is the one with the prize pools that are probably...
Yeah, the big dogs.
The big dogs.
Yep.
So, like, really getting into this is probably going to be easier than maybe, like, a like an esport like Rocket League, right? Where it's like... It's not necessarily on an NFL level. Like, this is the one to where you can find the biggest players with the biggest contracts and the biggest storylines essentially happening throughout.
Is it fair to say League of Legends is probably possibly one of the biggest esports out there right now?
Easily.
And ever. like, if you take a look back at like games like StarCraft that used to be like the king, this dwarfs that.
Wow. Yeah, League of Legends is StarCraft huge. Was played on a professional level like that.
Dude, oh, that was Koreans? One of the first esports. Yes. Yeah.
Wow. Wow, that blows my mind. So as a new person getting into watching the League of Legends, what is something that I should probably know before I tune into Twitch or to YouTube to watch a match?
It's going
to
be a lot like tuning in to watch your first football game. There's like for the first couple matches that you watch, there's going to be a whole lot of like, what's going on? Thank God the casters are telling me what's going on because I would not get it otherwise. Mm-hmm. But I promise you, once you get over that initial learning curve and that initial hump, it is a very interesting game to watch.
All right, so there's the details for viewing the 2021 League of Legends season. Some basic things to know, some tips for picking a team to cheer for. Now we have info on the delayed start of the OWL. That's the Overwatch League, and how you can get into that in just a moment.
Time is up! Oh my God!
Checkpoint XP's close shave. Watch it at CheckpointXP.com.
This past weekend, the Blast Premier Global Final took place, and CSGO fans were excited to finally have high-tier competition return to the world stage. The grand final saw Na'Vi and Astralis showdown in a series that proved to be worth catching. On map one, the team showed off on Nuke, and Na'Vi clutched the map out with a close retake that caused the caster to gasp in excitement.
And back into the 2v2, there's 20 seconds. Still no bomb possession from Astralis. That could be the nail in the coffin. It's falling down into them. They have to go through Mini. There is no other option. Perfecto looking to lock on the cross. Na'Vi, a single kill away, and he dives down vent. Is there time? Is there time? Hold your breath. No! Or is there? He's got it! And Glaives into the clutch. Glaives into the clutch with incredibly low HP for the two remaining players. If they walk out this door, he needs to shut them down. Oh, a jumping deagle headshot? Are you kidding me? Na'Vi, 16-12.
Congratulations to Na'Vi with that clutch move, making the caster gasp with excitement and becoming your close shave of the week.
We already talked to plenty of crank callers, but we want to talk to you now. 1-833-557-0974. And we promise not to charge you long distance unless you leave a funny voicemail.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. We were just discussing the 2021 League of Legends season, some basic things to know and tips for picking a team to cheer for. But now let's switch gears and get into the start of the Overwatch League. And for that, we go to Checkpoint XP's Overwatch expert, Mr. Robbie Landis.
That's right. Now, you do have a few months here before you have to worry about Overwatch League. It's getting a little bit of a later start. It won't be actually live until April. But just like League of Legends, you can find that on YouTube. They actually have an exclusive deal signed with YouTube. So you have to find them there. They'll have weekend matches as well. But the important things to know is there's actually a lot of changes that are going into the structure of it. Early on in the Overwatch League, they sort of had four tournaments sort of stages that they did, and then when they went to having their home and away games, they abandoned that and went with just a very sort of strict, very simple, just like the NFL, just regular season matches, and they're going back to the tournament structure because they find that that creates a lot more sort of interesting storylines.
Okay. Does any of these changes, is this like reaction to COVID-19 situation?
That is also part of it as well. Obviously, you know, with the whole pandemic, it's very difficult to do in-person events now.
It's hard to plan anything.
And having to sort of do that on the fly halfway through the season, last year, really put a lot of, you know, wrenches sort of in the work. So now one of the things that, you know, you always worry about when it comes to playing each other online is the latency, right? Even something like a microsecond when it comes to online play like that can give an advantage to one side or another.
So latency, could you kind of...
Latency is how long it takes when you do an action, when you press a button, mm-hmm. how long it takes for that to reach the game and lets it know that did that, right?
So a lot of times people refer to it as like lag, like I'm lagging.
Exactly, okay. Yes, yeah. So Blizzard and the Overwatch League apparently have a new system in place that is low latency. It's going to basically ensure that no matter where you are in the world, that there is fair and equal play.
Nice.
And they've also restructured the... The divisions now. We used to have the Asian Pacific Division and the North American Division. Now it's just East and West, and the Los Angeles Valiant have actually been moved over to the East Division along with the Korean and Chinese teams.
Wow, interesting.
Yep. So, James, again, I know that you're looking to get into more esports, yeah. So... look, when I gave you the Vancouver Titans once upon a time, they were a good team. I didn't know that the organization was going to self-destruct the entire roster, but now it's time to put you in another fandom. We need to find you another team. What are you looking for in your Overwatch
League?
Well,
again, much like with the League of Legends, I'm looking for the bad boys. I want the bad boys of Overwatch League, but they got to be bad, but also be able to win, much like the Detroit Pistons bad boys, you know, back in the day.
So you want winners, but you also want
troublemakers
as well.
Yeah.
Hmm. See, I don't know that there's a lot of troublemakers on the Shock who are guaranteed to definitely be the ones who would be winning.
Yeah, the Shock are like the Patriots. Like, they're going to win, and they're going to win.
See, I feel like
lot.
That'd be too much of a gimme if I'm like, okay, I'm all
you
about
know
the
what?
Shock.
I think I'd put you with the Atlanta Reign, right?
Okay.
They did pretty decent last year. They weren't terrible by any stretch. It gives them room to grow, mm-hmm. gives you someone to really cheer for and be proud of when they do actually get the wins.
And would you say they'd kind of be on the same level as 100 Thieves?
Maybe
not as fashionable.
Not quite,
might not be as good looking.
Thieves, but they do definitely have some players. Dogman in particular.
Dogman, I like the name already.
Who likes to make some waves. He's been known to trash talk quite a bit. So I would say the Atlanta Reign.
Coming up, has Dr. Disrespect known why he got banned from Twitch all along and is only pretending not to? Well, some recent Twitch claims would lead most to believe that to be true. We'll talk about that in just a bit, because ahead next, the Battle Royale genre of gaming is hugely popular right now. Which ones are the best? We'll discuss and let you know which game you should be playing instead of losing to 13-year-olds in Fortnite when Checkpoint X...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
He returns.
Checkpoint XP, where sandbox, tank, and camping all have different meanings. With James, Robbie, and Weird Beard.
Welcome back. You're hanging with me, James Campbell, along with Weird Beard, and someone who broke some exciting Overwatch news to the internet this week, Robbie Landis.
That's right. Jake Lyon, who was one of the original inaugural members of the Houston Outlaws in the Overwatch League, he actually retired at the end of 2019 to become one of the casters for the Overwatch League. He has now announced, and I got to interview him, that he's returning to the Houston
Outlaws.
He's
coming out of retirement.
That's right.
Yeah. Wow. And how old is this gentleman?
Jake's 26 or 27. I think.
He's already gone pro, retired, and come back from retirement.
Yeah. And it's interesting. He has a new role. He is going to be on the roster, so he could see him play, but he's also going to be filling a sort of a player coach / development role and helping individual players develop their talent as well. So awesome. It should be real interesting to see what he brings to the Outlaws this season.
And I believe you have your interview posted over at
checkpointxp.com. That's right.
The Battle Royale genre of gaming is hugely popular right now. And if you're not playing one of the many out there, then surely a friend or a child is putting in some hours in the typical one-versus-all survival shooter game. If you're getting tired of losing to 13-year-olds in Fortnite, or just playing new to the gaming genre entirely, then Robbie Landis and Weirdbeard have some gaming suggestions for you.
Yeah, so let's start out just for all of those out there who may be joining us for the first time. What is a battle royale genre? That's typically, and doesn't have to be guns and stuff, actually. Forza has a mode called the Eliminator. But essentially, a battle royale is where you take anywhere from 20 to 99 people, throw them all into a single match, and the last person alive, the last person standing, is the victor.
Well, kind of, because before anything else, we need to talk about that, like, there are not just shooting battle royales that exist out there.
Yeah, Fall Guys is technically a battle royale.
Oh, that's right. Technically, yeah.
I would also say one of my other ones that I would even enter into this competition that I'm going to be laughed at for. Let's start off talking about the Forza Battle Royale. Did you know this existed, James?
I did not.
So what it is...
It's a racing battle royale.
Forza is a racing series, and what it is it's like you have 60 other cars, and they all are essentially racing each other for better cars, just like the loot that you would see in Fortnite or whatever. And they race against each other to try to be the last one to reach the point.
Yeah, but what it comes down to, one man standing, right?
Yes.
So anyway, I wanted to talk about some of the good battle royales. And if there's somebody out there who maybe hasn't tried them yet, you know, you're looking for some competition, where can you get started? Because I've actually been hearing that Warzone, which I think you've played a little bit of, and I know that Weirdbeard has some experience in it. That's
I had
Call
a love
of
affair
Duty.
With Warzone for a little while, and
apparently,
then we broke up.
Warzone's not doing too well nowadays. I mean, when was the last time that you guys have stepped into the Warzone?
I think Warzone has been dying a slow death for months now. Only because there's no active anti-cheat. Like, it is a hacker's paradise. And, like, if people are going to cheat, the number one game I would guess that they would be cheating in would be Warzone. Mm-hmm.
And actually, I feel like whenever we talk about Warzone, James, you're always mentioning that you feel like hacking is a real problem.
I do. I feel like
well.
it's a big problem in Warzone. I feel like, I'm already bad at the game to begin with. So the second I come into the game and I feel like I'm losing unjustly, to me, I just can't play it anymore. I mean, I haven't played it since Halloween time. When they had like that limited zombie mode in there. That's the last time I picked it up to play, and I have zero regrets for putting it down and not coming back.
Now, obviously, you play a lot of Realm Royale, which is kind of like a fantasy version of it, right?
Yeah.
So what is it about Realm Royale that really like draws you into it?
Well, Realm Royale, for me, I've always been a fan of the Battle Royale style because the games are quick. Like, it's a 20-minute game, maybe 30 minutes if you
last a
long time.
And when you lose, you don't have to stew in your loss. You can just forget it and move on to the next one.
As soon as
I'm
eliminated, okay, start over another match. But what sets Realm Royale to me apart from the other Battle Royals, so Fortnite, you have building and stuff. There's no building in Realm Royale.
You don't need to complicate it with extra stuff.
Just chickens.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you turn into a chicken. So you get like a down but not out little chicken guy. If you survive for a certain amount of time as a chicken guy, you come back into your extra player mode and you're back in the match again. Mm-hmm. And if you find items in chests and loot that you can't use, you don't want, it's not for you, you disenchant those items and you get shards that you then take to a forge.
That's actually a really interesting mechanic to where that way everything that you find has some sort of use
to you
in some way. You don't have to leave it behind for other people to potentially find and use against you. Yeah. That's really cool. I like that.
Well, One more thing.
Oh, yeah.
You get a mount.
Oh.
You get a mount. So you're just not just walking around the Realm Royale on your feet. You can summon a horse or a robotic dinosaur or some other kind of creative mount that you can ride around the realm to achieve your battle royale domination.
Well, let me just give you one that's a little bit, I don't know if you guys have played mobile battle royales at all. Not only is Fortnite on mobile, but the second largest battle royale, I would argue, PUBG Mobile.
I have played that a little bit.
Robbie, have you played PUBG Mobile?
I have actually, yeah. I've gotten more kills in PUBG Mobile because they put you up against bot-controlled players, so it's a little bit easier. People get into it a little bit more.
So, like, PUBG and PUBG Mobile are kind of like Fortnite if you were to take out the cartoon aspect.
I'm assuming PUBG's an acronym or a abbreviation?
Players Unknown Battleground.
Okay, I thought it was like PUBG.
It was actually, I would argue that PUBG was the one that started the most recent Battle Royale craze.
It was the first one that I saw.
Yep. To me, I don't know that I would recommend PUBG to anyone who's new to the genre.
Yeah.
It's definitely a lot more complex. It's a lot more granular. Matches tend to be a lot longer as well. One of the reasons, because I enjoyed PUBG when it first came out, but like you know, I like these shorter matches. You get into the action, and if you're out, you're out. Whereas PUBG, which some people like to call cross-country simulator, because a lot of it can feel like you're just running across the level.
I feel like that's all I'm doing. The whole match is running
just
and
to
running
get
and
shot.
Running. Yep.
Yeah. I don't know. Look, I and obviously it's no a secret here that Weirdbeard and I play a lot of Apex Legends.
Oh, yeah.
But to me, one of the most important things about a Battle Royale is I don't want to have to spend a lot of my time wondering if an attachment or if a weapon is good for me. You know, I don't have to pull up my inventory and be like, does this go into this weapon? And what exactly does this do?
And that's something you have to do a lot of in PUBG.
And what Apex does, though, and I don't know if other Battle Royales do this as well, but at a glance, as you just hover over something, it will let you know if it fits into the weapons that you have, right? So
even people
who are still learning the game, you don't have to sit there and wonder, is this what I need? Is that what I need? As soon as you point at it, the game lets you know, yes, you can equip this. No, you can't
now,
equip this.
Now, is that something newer that they put into the game?
Because
I've
been there since the beginning.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess I just didn't realize that's how it worked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like Apex is a lot, it's like a parkour game to where it's all about movement and how you go about it. And it's like everything feels fast paced. And like when you win, it's just that exhilarating. It feels like you just ran a mile.
See, and I know there's some people that come from PUBG that don't like that about Apex because PUBG is a bit more of a methodical game. Hence why the matches tend to take longer. You're looking at sometimes, you know, 30 to 45 minute games.
You know, a lot of those guys that do play, they treat it like they're actually hunting human beings. Like they take it that
serious. It's a little weird. And then obviously, of course, Fortnite, which is the one that everybody knows about. I'm with you guys, or at least with you, James. I think Weirdbeard actually plays Fortnite.
I do play Fortnite.
I cannot get the building mechanic down. I just can't do it. You find someone and suddenly it goes from the Battle Royale to like an episode of Property Brothers on HGTV, and they're walking you through their house and, you know, also shooting you with a shotgun.
If I wanted to build, I'd play Minecraft, okay? So there's some other Battle Royale games for you to check out. Give them a shot. Find one that suits you the best. While we're discussing the BR-style games, one of the biggest downfalls of them being so widely popular right now is how many toxic gamers are actively playing. We're going to discuss what the people behind PUBG, PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, as we mentioned just a moment ago, and a few others, what they're doing to curb some of the toxicity in their games. But first, it's time for this.
From the high highs,
an absolute monster,
to the low lows,
there you go, four more.
Who nailed it and who failed it on Checkpoint XP Radio.
This week, our Nailed It goes out to not a single person, but the entire anti-cheat team for Apex Legends. While games like Warzone and Fortnite are rife with cheaters and gamers having their fun ruined by hackers from every part of the world, Apex Legends reminds us ahead of its Season 8 launch that they are committed to taking out cheaters. Last weekend, Respawn Entertainment dropped the ban hammer on two of Apex Legends' highest-ranked players after a handful of professional players made complaints to the security team. Listen, as just a month ago, one of these top players was confronted and called out for being a cheater.
What? No, that's not the teammate. I just got a point blank, no rag. Oh, it's the cheater.
I honestly don't need to talk about them anymore because they are just so cringe, it's unreal. And it's unfortunate that a lot of people stopped grinding ranked and, you know, kind of gave up on the grind because of their RP gaining abilities.
And so the Respawn Entertainment, the people that release Apex Legends, banned the number 3 and number 4 player in the entire world.
Wow.
Both for cheating.
I wonder how they got to those positions, huh?
Yeah, I think we all know the answer to that.
Hey, cheaters. Well, there's your Nailed It portion for this week's Nailed It and Failed It. Apex Legends anti-cheat team, thank you for keeping the games fun and fair and not allowing cheaters to ruin it for the rest of us. Be sure to stick around for the conclusion of Nailed It and Failed It when we find out who failed it this week, coming up a little later in the next hour.
Checkpoint XP, your home for competition. Online at checkpointxp.com.
We were just discussing some good Battle Royale games, and one of the biggest downfalls of BR games being so wildly popular right now is how many toxic gamers are actively playing. Now, the people behind PUBG, PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds, and a few other games are doing something to help curb some of the toxicity in their games. Robbie, what's going on with PUBG?
Yeah, so PUBG has actually introduced a reputation system. And essentially what this is you as a player, I think you start with a score of 5. That means that your reputation is good. But if you're someone who, you know, is really toxic, you get reported a lot, maybe you drop games, you know, in the middle of a match or stuff like that, your score will slowly start to go down. So this way, when you're sort of queuing up with people, let's say you're looking for some people to play with, if you notice they have a low score, you might not want to party up with them because they could end up being a, you know, really, really negative person.
It could end up ruining your experience.
Yeah, and we don't know this for sure, but what this could end up leading to is when it comes to actual matchmaking, when it's putting you in games with other people, this is something that PUBG could take a look at and start putting the toxic people with other toxic people, give them a little taste of their own medicine.
Put them on the toxic island.
Yeah, see, Overwatch League has actually introduced something like this a while ago. They put in what's called commendation. So at the end of a match, you can actually commendate people for a few roles like shot calling, good teammate, you you know, good sportsmanship, and that, you know, takes your score up and
give your teammates a pat on the back.
Yeah. Sometimes you get free loot boxes depending on how high your score is as well. Some other interesting things that I know Apex has done, and I believe Fall Guys does it as well, because these are free to play games, banning people for cheating. It doesn't do a whole lot.
It only works so much.
Because they can just go make a new account and they can keep on doing it. So instead, what they do is they have systems that when you're flagged as a cheater, the game will specifically cue you into games with other people who are also flagged for cheating.
Oh, very nice. So all the cheaters can flock together.
Yeah, make the cheaters play with themselves.
Now, here's the last
question.
Wait,
that sounded wrong.
Resident Evil announced a release date for its 8th installment in the franchise, along with a tease for something we've never seen from them before. We'll talk about that in just a bit, because ahead next, does Dr. Disrespect actually know why he got banned from Twitch? We'll talk about that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
When Checkpoint XP returns.
The esports world continues to grow, and that includes a massive emerging collegiate space. There's going to be one place where you can come and get the latest news for college esports, and that's Checkpoint On Campus, the voice of college esports. So whether it be the latest in college COD or more, make sure you check out Checkpoint On Campus on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, BPod Studios, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stay in the loop with the latest in esports and video game news and some Twitch drama.
Huge elimination on Takamura!
Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming.
Welcome back. You're listening to me, James Campbell, as well as Robbie Landis, and someone who keeps Googling, how to overnight express a human being safely to Japan during a pandemic? Weird beard?
Wait, what?
I would ship myself to Japan just to be able to be over there and go to anything. Oh, dude, put me in the small. It's like Garfield. You know how Garfield always tried to sign his cousin Nermal in the tiny boxes?
Sure.
What I wish somebody would do to me. Just send me to Japan. You won't ever see me again.
Weird beard's trying to live the life of Garfield's cousin, the lesser known Nermal.
Nermal.
My bad. If anyone ever says girls can't game, you make sure to tell them about this. In a recent matchup of C9 White, an all-women's professional Valorant esports team, against a Tier 1 professional all-men's team, the Renegades, the women proved very well that they can hang with the big dogs too. Weird Beard, what happened?
So, in Valorant right now, there's still lots of organizations that are just getting into Valorant, right? Not every single esports team has, or esports org has a Valorant team right now. But Cloud9, interestingly, has 2 professional Valorant teams. They have C9 Blue, which is like kind of their main A squad, right? Like it's the people that you've seen before from Counter-Strike, made the moves over, yada, yada, yada. But then they also have the Cloud9 White team, which is another team that they send to compete in different tournaments that's all female, right? Friend of the show, Annie, competes on there, is mm-hmm. a great player. But again, it's an all-female roster and kind of an esports. They don't get really taken seriously. You know what I mean? Like, it's not a great look. I think it's kind of like a crappy way to do it. But in a scrim match the other night, they actually were streaming while taking on the Renegades Valorant team. Renegades Valorant team was at the Final Strike tournament, meaning like they're a good team, according to like how you would normally look at them.
Tell us how you really feel, Weird Beard.
They're a team taken seriously, but they might not be performing on that court.
Boom. That's the political way that I would have said it if I was better with words. And so they were in a scrim, and on stream, the Cloud9 White ladies were caught kind of
trash talking.
Talking.
Ooh.
No pile.
Nice! F*** off! We f***ing win that game? Are you kidding me? Renegades a Tier 1 team? F*** off!
Dude, I'm sorry, my girlfriend is yelling in the
back. No, y'all did not get single digit by f***.
Whoa!
Nice. What the heck?
She's top.
I can tell. Yeah.
Cover.
Post Post it. Post it.
Now you know what would really make this? Before this scrim happened, did the Renegades talk any trash towards them?
I think it's kind of implicit in the way, like, Cloud9 White doesn't get invited to these big invitational tournaments. You know what I mean? Like, they send Cloud9 Blue, their other squad. And, you know, like, I don't think that they're ever... Renegade, here's what I would say. Renegades would never go out of their way in a professional capacity at a tournament to try and play Cloud9 White. They would go, oh, give us the quote-unquote real Valorant players.
Mm-hmm. Well, it looks like C9 White has some real Valorant players.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty great. Cloud9 White pulled out the win. They beat them, and the trash-talking lives on.
That's incredible. A very impressive clip. It's funny to hear women react in the same way you typically hear men react.
Yeah, women are gamers too, pure and simple.
Yeah, that's awesome. You're listening to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and video games. The Twitch has been on the defensive as of late with their former archenemy, Dr. Disrespect, repeatedly sticking to his story that his ban from almost 8 months ago was done with no reason given. However, Twitch finally has made an almost half statement about the ban, saying that all people who have been banned have been given a reason. Weirdbeard, did Twitch actually tell Dr. Disrespect why he was banned?
So I don't know. Like, this is a very tough thing to be
able
to do.
The ongoing Dr. Disrespect mystery.
So this happened in July of last year.
A long time ago, yeah.
Okay. Dr. Disrespect gets banned, and the whole thing that he puts out, the infamous tweet and whatnot, was Champions Club, I have been banned, and I have not been notified why that ban was essentially put in place.
And for a long time, us included, people were theorizing that it might have been something criminal related, which, as far as we're aware, it's not, because he's on YouTube
now.
He's not in jail or anything like that, and it seems to have just kind of... gone into the wind, except he likes to bring up every now and again just to take shots at Twitch that he still doesn't know.
He said it 500,000 times since that, but Twitch has avoided commenting on it directly for almost 8 months at this point. But late last week, they actually put out a video for their Creator Camp series, right? Which is like to help the people who are streamers and everything better understand how to use Twitch as a platform. Tell me if you pick up anything in this statement that, might perk your ears up.
I also want to make sure that while we're on the topic of feedback and notifications, that we're also talking about the flip side, which is what Twitch is doing to ensure that creators have a better understanding of why they were suspended.
Yes, and to share for, people who haven't been suspended, when someone is suspended, they receive an email notification that explains the details of that enforcement.
So that's exactly what Twitch said themselves, as somebody who is, like, in charge of Twitch there.
Well, James, you've gotten small bans in the past, right? Yeah. I'm sure they tell you exactly when and why.
They didn't tell me back then anything, other than that I was banned for 24 hours. They didn't say what exactly I did on stream that would have caused it. Now, I like to dabble in the gray area of what's acceptable content.
Wearing a man-thong.
Yeah, most platforms. Yeah. It wasn't me in the man-thong. I had somebody else dressed.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
So I don't know if it's because I had a man half-nude in the background with his nipples exposed.
The nipples thing.
But I would reach out and would ask, hey, what did I do wrong so I know not to do this again in the future? And I wouldn't get any kind of a response.
Well, what's kind of like, tongue-in-cheek about all of that, and what makes it so ironic, is that they said that, and less than 24 hours later, Twitch banned a huge Cloud9 content creator, Zico. And Zico, for the win, is his @ on Twitter, said, to all my viewers and mods constantly asking, my Twitch suspension will expire on Wednesday. Don't know more right now. And he tweeted some more. Somebody tweeted him and was like, yo, did they tell you why? And he said, nope, zero transparency so far. I feel like a criminal. I have nightmares about it. You can listen to it right here, in fact. And it's wild.
Some people, they say, oh, what's the big deal? It's only 7 days. There's a couple of things here that's like kind of beyond the 7-day ban, but we'll start with the 7 days. Like, obviously my stream has been doing pretty well lately with the launch of Shadowlands. I've been having a lot of fun. My community has been growing. It's been awesome. Obviously that's going to be, reset completely, which, it sucks. But the bigger thing is that I was actually going to be one of the presenters on the award show this weekend on the Twitch award show, basically celebrating, all the people on Twitch of 2020. That was a massive gig for me. That was a massive opportunity for me. Obviously, being banned, I can't be on the front page of Twitch. So that was an opportunity that was lost.
And so he not only lost out on that huge opportunity, he still has not been told why. He even had XQC, the worst human of all time, step in and send out a tweet too, quote tweeting him saying, if I get a VOD timestamp when I get suspended, he should too. Twitch support, please give this man a timestamp or fix. Streamers lose traction overnight. Stop stalling. And it just shows XQC is somebody who does get the timestamp of exactly why he gets banned.
So it seems like they might be telling specific people, but not everybody. So maybe some of those big name bad boys.
Yeah, the people making them money.
The big name bad boys.
Like Dr. Disrespect.
Yep.
Oh.
The CSGO or Counter-Strike Global Offensive World has an ongoing cheating issue. We've spoken about it in past episodes, but you will not believe why 35 CSGO players just got banned. We'll talk about that in a bit because coming up next, Resident Evil announced a release date for the 8th installment for the franchise. Along with the announcement, they teased something. It's great news for gamers who've been asking for a Resident Evil multiplayer experience. We'll talk about that when Checkpoint XP returns.
Hey, this is Callie with the Checkpoint XP Save the Date calendar, letting you know about the latest esports competitions to look forward to in the coming weeks. The LCS spring season is underway. Competition will be running through April, with winners having the opportunity to compete in this year's midseason invitational. Competitive Valorant looks very different this year. The Valorant Champions Tour gets underway before the month is out, but the first North American Challengers event will be held February 4th through the 7th. Call of Duty League is set to kick off over Valentine's Day weekend with their second season. The first match of the season will be held Thursday, February 11th. Overwatch League will be starting later this year than in years past. The league has pushed their start date back to April. February 2nd through March 28th will mark the return of in-person esports events. 32 teams have been invited to create and compete in the PUBG Global Invitational. Capcom Cup has officially been canceled, or at least the live version of it has. Instead, the Fighting Game Championships will be held over online play in February. That's it for the Checkpoint XP Save the Date calendar. And remember, for all the latest in the world of...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Sports. Check out our website. You can find that over at CheckpointXP.com.
Get in the game.
What are we witnessing?
The number one esports and video game radio show, Checkpoint XP, where gaming lives.
Welcome back. You're listening to Weird Beard, Robbie Landis, and someone who was terrified by the Resident Evil Village trailer, me, James Campbell.
The entire internet was in love with that tall lady. Oh. She didn't even sell you on it?
No, I didn't find anything hot, sexy, or attractive about this tall lady whatsoever.
Oh, see.
I felt pure terror.
I'm on the fence, right? Because obviously Resident Evil is supposed to be a terrifying game, yeah. Right? And put through the lens of the game, yes, she's scary. So is the younger one who looks like she was eating maggots or whatever. But if you were to, let's say they were actors and they just had all the makeup and stuff on, right? Yeah. Outside of it, they'd probably be super hot, right?
No, absolutely.
So I think for most people, it's this weird, I don't know how to feel, because that is an attractive murderer in front of me right there. But most of the internet is definitely on the side of please step on me hard as you can.
I like how not eating maggots isn't a deal breaker for Robbie.
Well,
as long as you're not currently eating maggots.
Do I have to eat the maggots?
Well, I don't think so. But either way, Resident Evil 8 sounds terrifyingly erotic.
Now it's time to meet some of the castle denizens. As you'd expect, a warm welcome's not really what's in store for Ethan.
Man blood.
Are you gonna play it?
Probably.
Okay, all right. Because look, I know how you feel about scary games, and I get it. I'm right there too, right? But there are a few that I sort of want to dabble in. I would like to, James, tell me if you mm-hmm. can promise this, because it's so it comes out on May 7th. We got the release date for it. It is on its way. I want you to play a Resident Evil game, which I'm willing to do as well. So here's what I think we should do. I think that you and I, James, when it comes out, we should co-stream it. I will play, but you have to watch with me.
Oh, I just watch? You're controlling all the
characters? You'll be with me, so you'll be watching it in real time as well. You know, you'll be like my Cortana, right? My Tinkerbell. You'll be on my shoulder,
Robbie,
with me.
Robbie, don't open that door,
yeah.
Robbie.
Yeah, exactly.
No, Robbie, open the door!
But anyway, so obviously Resident Evil Village. I know that you're a big Resident Evil fan,
Weird Beard.
So how excited are you for it?
Very. If you don't know what the Resident Evil series is, it's like a horror game usually based around zombies for the most part.
Viruses. But,
they've had a couple movies come out. It's a fairly large franchise, and especially for Capcom, it's like their thing. It's what they do. And this one is supposed to be a return to like...
I mean, seven was what they called a return to form, really.
Yes, but I'm saying it's more of a return to Resident Evil 4, which was the that one that outside of 7, people would point to as the last good Resident Evil game. And that was all the way back on the GameCube.
That was GameCube, wasn't it? That was when they changed from that weird control, to like a third person view.
Over your shoulder camera angle.
It was more of an action game at that point.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And now it's very horror.
They're back into the atmospheric stuff, you know, the emphasis on solving puzzles and exploration and stuff like that, as opposed to just, you know, Left 4 Dead style, just shooting zombies type stuff.
I think that what's really nice, I think the thing that a lot of people like about Resident Evil as a series is it's more cerebral. Sounds like such a hoity-toity way of saying it, but it's like, it is not just like blow up all the zombies you see. It's limited ammo. It's not
survival.
Much
healing. It's about surviving against all the odds. And, you know, the other sort of big surprise that came out with this reveal was there's a new game coming out along with it that if you buy the game, you get access to it. It is free to play. Reverse Resident Evil. It is a multiplayer shooter game featuring characters from the Resident Evil universe. So Jill, Chris, I know Jill and Chris.
That's who else?
Claire, there's another one there. Okay. I got three of them.
Wesker.
But here's the interesting thing. So it's kind of like it's a team-based thing. I think it's 5v5, right? You pick your character. They'll have their own abilities and powers and stuff. And if you die, you then get to come back as one of, the experiments. So, Tyrant, Mr. X, Nemesis. I think Wesker is one of them as well.
That's interesting.
It's like a really weird sort of... It's Resident Evil's take on Overwatch. Yeah, okay. I feel like is what it is,
so
right?
I'm saying it feels kind of like Left 4 Dead meets what's the game?
Like CS:GO type deal. Since you're going against each other. Weirdbeard, you're as a Resident Evil fan. I feel like you're not keen on this, are you?
Hell no!
No,
I want none of this garbage on my plate.
Uh-oh.
This is a bastard child of
it's an abomination.
Yes, it's literally, I guarantee you, a bunch of executives sitting in a room just being
here's the thing.
Hey, my kids really like this game. Can you just make this too?
Here's the thing. If they were trying to sell this as just a whole nother game,
sure,
I'd have been on board with you. But the fact that you're basically getting this free to play, what it reminds me of, and you know, back in, let's say, the late 90s, early 2000s, I was against the idea of tacking on multiplayers to games that probably didn't need it either, right? And then Mass Effect happened with the Mass Effect multiplayer that I thought the same thing. Why is this a thing? And it was the most fun I have ever had in an online multiplayer environment. And as a result, I will give anything a chance.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Gaming on a budget? We've got a game for free.
$3.99!
Checkpoint XP's free game of the week.
Checkpoint XP has you covered with the free game of the week. This week's free game is Gears of War 5.
External camera 16. External camera 15. Camera 10. God damn it!
They're here.
So Gears of War, that is a franchise that most people know, but if you don't, we're on Gears of War 5 now, and you know, the story of Gears of War is essentially it takes place on a Earth-like planet, and the Locust, which is an alien-type race, has basically been ravaging and taking over the planet, and you play as a They're called Gears, and they're basically these souped up, like, macho
hunks,
dudes
hunks.
With, like, their guns have grenade launchers and chainsaws
it's like
on
Vin
them.
Vin Diesel on
Vin
steroids.
Vin Diesel,
times
rock
a thousand.
Type stuff. And,
I've never played a Gears of War game, and all I know is Marcus.
Marcus
Fenix.
Yep, he's one of the main characters of it. It's Look, it's definitely like a bro game, right?
Absolutely.
Like,
a bro game.
It's absolutely.
Like, you're world saving bros. You know, mm-hmm. You go to the gym too much, you got a chainsaw gun. Bro.
Yeah, this and I would honestly say that Gears is similar to like what the Halo franchise is because it's another one that's owned by Microsoft, right?
I'm like, oh, here's the other thing. I know dude bros get tattoos of this. That's how I know.
Yes.
Yeah,
yep.
They get the gear,
the symbol with the gear and
the skull
in the middle
with the
of
blood
it.
Oozing down, but also the characters in the game have the tribal tats. And mm-hmm. So yeah, mm-hmm. the total bro. It's the total bros.
Look, if you just want to have fun shooting aliens, like this. I can't recommend this game enough for that. I've played, I think, the first three with my roommate back in college, and it was. It's just a fun time. It's a cooperative shooter. They have some multiplayer modes as well, but personally, I just stick to the storyline. But Gears 5 is the most recent one that was released a few years ago, and they kind of flipped the script here a little bit. Instead of having the usual Marcus Fenix or Dom is the other main guy from it, it actually centers on a female protagonist, Kate Diaz, who is actually voiced by... Laura Bailey.
How does that play with the bro?
People
thing?
Were not definitely bros. when it comes to like the dude bros out there. A lot of people were not very happy with it, which just sold me even more on it. And now that it's free on Xbox Gold, by the way, $40 game. But if you have Xbox Gold, which I believe is less than $10 a month, you will be able to get it for free.
That's awesome.
Honestly,
I'm excited.
And this one, I believe, had more emphasis on the story as well. There's something going on with Kate's character, something either PTSD or like psychically related where she's having these dreams that is sort of, influencing like, the threat that they're focusing on, like how to save the world type deal. So she's kind of in one of those roles where she's like, we have to like look into these visions and stuff. People are like, no, you don't know what you're talking about. We're just going to go do our thing. And it will probably lead to the end of the world. But definitely, if it's a franchise you haven't checked out before, you definitely should.
It's free, so I'd probably pick it up anyways. But if there's another game that you would compare it to outside of Halo, would there be... What would that game
See,
be?
See, I wouldn't even necessarily compare it to Halo because the mechanics are different. Gears of War is actually a cover shooter. So instead of just standing out in the open, you can actually take cover behind things and kind of like pop up and shoot at things.
Okay.
And I think Gears of War was actually the game that started that fad within the industry, as far as like high-profile games go.
All right, well, this is your free game of the week. Gears of War 5, available for free with Xbox Gold. Coming up next... Last week, Weird Beard taught us that Robbie and I are not gaming soulmates.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
But could we connect on the Pokemon level? Find out next on Checkpoint XP.
Listen, we know that there's a ton of video game podcasts out there, but I guarantee you, you've never heard one like this one. Checkpoint Daily is one of the only podcasts for esports and gaming coming out every single day.
One of the only ones worth listening to, anyway.
That's absolutely true. So whether we're talking about the latest developments with who Nintendo decides to sue or the LCS, we've got the lowdown. So make sure you check us out at Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, BPod Studios, or wherever you get your podcast.
Live from the Checkpoint XP Studios.
He's about to pull off the Alamo! He's unbelievable!
Nico is on fire!
Oh my goodness, how does he do this?
On radio's number one show for esports and competition, Checkpoint XP Radio, a Beasley esports product.
Welcome back. You've got me, James Campbell, and joining me are Weird Beard, as well as someone who's been making his push to platinum in Apex Legends, Robbie Landis.
Oh, man. Let me tell you. It was going good for a minute. All right?
Yeah.
We're getting real close. I'm in gold one. I think I'm less than 400 points away. And
ooh,
the squad that I
far.
Normally play with is Weird Beard, who's playing on another account because his main account's already in platinum. And if we play with him, then instead of playing gold players, we're playing against platinum players.
Tough so boys. He's going to make it easier on you.
And then our buddy Flynn, who is also in gold, he just hit plat as well. So now if I want to finish gold to get into platinum, I have to play in platinum just to get there.
You can do it, Robbie.
So now suddenly it's
you can do it.
No, it's suddenly just become like way more of a slog than it needs to be, and with only less than nine days left, I'm not feeling good about it. So
those are not the
we'll
words
see.
Of a true champion Apex we'll Legends player, like I know you are, Robbie.
I might drop Flynn and Weirdbeard and just do it with randos. That's where I'm at right now.
Well, once again, you can do it.
We'll see.
It's time for some fun and games here on Checkpoint XP. And last week, we learned that Robbie Landis and I are definitely not gaming soulmates.
Like I could have told you that to begin with.
Well, it was fun to play along and take the test. Now, this week, Weirdbeard has concocted a game to test and see if Robbie and I can connect on a different level. The Pokemon level.
Oh, boy.
But you do have Checkpoint XP producer Callie sitting in to help us out. Now, Weirdbeard, explain what's going on here.
So I made James take a quiz to name as many Pokemon as he could. The thing is it wasn't like,
He got four, right?
No.
Show me a picture.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, do you want to know how many I got right? Well, I had to like type it in. I don't know how to spell Pokemon names. So I got zero correct according to the quiz.
Okay.
But I knew like four or five of them.
Mm-hmm. So here's what happened is I took those answers and I made up three other answers that James could have possibly given. You have to tell me what James named these Pokemon.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
So the very first Pokemon that James got was Poliwhirl.
Okay, so Poliwhirl is a tadpole. Mm-hmm. It's blue. It doesn't have any arms or anything, just a tail and a little swirling pattern on its chest.
So, James could have given one of these four answers. Did he name it Hypnotoad, Poliwhirl, Hypnobeast, Swiggly?
It's definitely Swiggly.
Is that
definitely
your final answer?
Swig.
Well,
it's Swiggly?
Well, but the thing is, it's not going to be Poliwhirl or Hypnotoad because those are actual Pokemon. And I don't think that James would have accidentally named a Pokemon another Pokemon.
Excuse me, I thought Hypnotoad was straight out of Futurama.
Yeah, I was like, Hypnotoad's from Futurama. It's not a Pokemon, but...
It's also a Pokemon.
Really?
Yes.
I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure it is.
There's some dissension in the ranks even here. Yeah, I don't think there's any way he got Poliwhirl right.
Yeah.
I think he said Squiggly.
What was the other one?
Poliwhirl, Hypnobeast, Hypnotoad, Swiggly, or Poliwhirl.
Yeah, I don't think it's Hypnobeast, so I'm gonna go with Squiggly.
Here you go.
Ooh, Hypnotoad, but he's not a toad. He's definitely hypno. He's got that weird circular thing on his belly. Hypnobeast.
Hypnobeast is what James named it.
Nice try, Robbie.
Yeah, but no, Hypnotoad is definitely a Pokemon.
Wow, okay. Yeah. I stand corrected.
Up next, James was given the Pokemon Horsey. Did he name it Seahorse, Dragon Horse, Horsey, or Seadra?
Okay, so yeah, it looks like a little seahorse Pokemon.
It's a blue seahorse. Again, Seadra is an evolved form of it, so I don't think that it's Seadra.
Yeah.
Sorry, give me the choices again.
Seahorse, Dragon Horse, Horsey, or Seadra?
Horsey is just the name.
I feel like he called it Dragon Horse.
Yeah, because it does look a little bit like a dragon.
It's got like the fins, like the dragon fins.
Yeah, and the first one, Seahorse, I think that he's a little bit more...
I don't think he would have just called it the animal.
He's a little more original than that. So yeah, we'll go with Sea Dragon.
This is what James named it.
This is a seahorse. We'll call this one Baby Water Horse.
And then he backspaces and types seahorse anyways.
Wow.
Comes up with a very inventive name, backspaces, it just says...
Having to type in the name threw me off, and then I'm under this 20-minute timeline. I'm trying to get as many Pokemon in as possible.
So you were pretty unoriginal.
So it was just seahorse.
I will keep that in mind.
Yeah. Up next, you have Machop. What did Machop look like?
So Machop is just a little gray dude.
It's a little gray dude
who knows
with
karate.
Some fringes on his head. Yeah.
Did James name it Machio, Machop, Dinobite, or Champ?
I think he called it Machio.
I think he made
a Karate Kid Ralph Machio.
That could be.
How recently have you watched Cobra Kai?
I have not seen a single episode of Cobra Kai.
Really?
Have you seen The Karate Kid?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
All three of them.
See, I think I would have went with, what were the last two?
Dinobite or Champ?
See, I think I'm feeling Dinobite.
You think Dinobite?
I am.
Well, it's your final call. I'm only here as an advisor.
You know what? We'll err on the side of Callie this time, and we'll go with Machio.
This is what James named it.
oh, what is this guy? He's like a big hunky dinosaur. This guy's ripped. This
Dino
is like
Champ.
A Pokemon pro wrestler. If he was in the ring, he would be Dino Bite.
You should have looked at your instincts, Robbie.
Well, what that tells me is I was right. Callie was wrong.
You are. So you're on to things. We're getting.
I'm gonna take
here.
Half a point there.
Yeah. All right. Next up, you have Zapdos.
Zapdos is one of the legendary bird trios. But yeah, basically a giant lightning woodpecker.
Yep.
Did James name it Spiky Buzz, Electro, Zapdos, Buzzorb?
I think it's the first one.
I feel like the first one.
Spiky Buzz?
I'm going to go with Spiky Buzz. Yeah.
All right, James, this is what you named Zapdos.
Electrified. This looks like electrified crow.
No!
Electro. Electro.
You see how the name just came to me?
His name is Electro.
It looks nothing like a crow, though.
He's an electrified crow. It's a flying bird. He's just not black.
He looks like a woodpecker.
I'll say this, though. Electro does sound like a Pokemon.
That's 100% a Pokemon in like Gen 11.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Right now we're playing What Did James Name the Pokemon? We made him take a quiz. He had to type in the names of what he thought the Pokemon were when given a picture. Now Robbie is trying to be inside of James's mind.
Get out of my brain, Robbie.
Luckily, I'm not there yet, so...
And figure out what he named them. Up next was the Pokemon Electabuzz.
All right, Electabuzz, he's a weird one. He's human sort of form. He looks like a weird sort of teddy bear with long arms.
He's got the little pointers coming out of his head.
He looks like he should be an electric alien,
basically. Yeah, he's yellow and black color.
Yep.
Yeah.
Did James name this Pokemon El Tigre, Machio, Zap Arms, Electabuzz?
I cannot imagine that that's the one he got right.
No. Machio, I don't think he's going to name him Machio.
Machio's good, though.
It is good.
You've used it two times now, so it's either a fake out.
Or you're going to get burned
Or I'm
going to
get burned again, yeah. So
Ralph Machio screws us again.
So what are the two middle answers?
Machio and Zap Arms.
Oh, sorry, the first one.
El Tigre.
El Tigre, why would he call it El Tigre?
Because it kind of looks like a tiger.
It does look tiger-striped.
Or Zap Arms.
See, my...
Because he's got...
my first instinct is to go with Zap Arms because that makes the most sense.
Well, and
because
he's like, he's doing this, but at the same time, if James got into like a wrestling set of mind,
James,
El Tigre
yes,
with like the...
Yes, James goes straight like to the first thing he sees, and I think he saw a tiger with the stripes. I'm going to go with El Tigre.
This is what James named it.
A bolt in his belly, but he also looks kind of like tiger. We'll call this... He's got like a mushroom-shaped head with some weird... things sticking out too, like Tony the Tiger meets a mushroom meets a professional wrestler. What if we call just this one El Tigre?
Nice El Tigre, work.
There you go.
Yeah,
James.
Yeah.
Out of curiosity, how did you spell El Tigre?
E L T I G R E.
Okay, just checking.
Up next, we have the Pokemon Clefairy.
Oh, so it's a little pink. Fairy-looking
thing.
Yeah,
it looks like a giant thing of cotton candy, basically. Yeah.
Did James name this Kirby, Puffer, Swiggly, or Flurby?
All right, I don't think he named it Kirby.
No, but I think it reminded him of Kirby, and he named Flurby. It Flurby. Yeah. It's Flurby.
Yeah, that's my guess.
This is what James named this Pokemon.
It looks like Kirby. Kirby from Kirby's Dream Land.
Yes.
The Kirby's cousin? Kirby's cousin, Flurby.
Flurby.
Yes! Yes! Get out of my brain, Robbie Landis! Get out of my brain! I can't believe you. The same path I took to naming him.
Look, once you
followed it.
Once you get into the mind of a child, it's easy to follow the footsteps.
This guy should be like a profiler for the FBI.
Now, if you want to take this quiz and you want to take them for all 151 original Pokemon, what did James name them? That quiz is going to be up on our website. You can look at it right now and take it at checkpointxp.com.
From the high highs,
an absolute monster,
to the low lows,
there you go, four.
Who nailed it and who failed it on Checkpoint XP Radio.
Earlier in the show, you heard our nailed it when we talked about the Apex Legends anti-cheat team keeping the game safe and fun for all players. Well, now it's time to hear who failed it. CD Projekt Red did not have a good close to their 2020 with a terrible launch for Cyberpunk 2077. Now, 2021 was looking up as they had two major patches coming in January and February to fix the game. Well, the January patch is out, and with it came a game-breaking bug. Now, they are working on the fix, and there is a workaround, But talk about not being able to catch a break.
And that's not the only bug issue that they really kind of ran into. They introduced a bug that wasn't there beforehand.
Oh, they're making new bugs.
Yeah, they made a new bug so that you can't complete your quest line. But one of the funnier ones is one that they still haven't solved, apparently, is where music, when you go into a nightclub, just sometimes won't load. So you're just walking around a big empty building.
It's like a silent disco, huh?
Yeah, and this is the streamer PokeLolz responding to doing that.
Yeah. That's the sole reason. Let me do the music. Uns, 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 uns. Ha 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 ha
ha. You know, at least no one's gonna, at least no one's gonna DMCA her.
Robbie Landis with the silver lining. Coming up, we asked on social media over at Checkpoint XP on Twitter and Facebook to describe your favorite game in 5 words or less. We'll discuss your answers in a little bit, because ahead next, we're checking the gaming headlines. Robbie, what do you have in store for us?
A Mortal Kombat player was kicked out of a tournament for criticizing developers in NetherRealm.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Studios. What did he say? We'll find out next.
Ooh, that and more. All next on Checkpoint XP.
Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. Noobs teased, but welcomed. With James, Robbie, and Weird Beard.
Welcome back. I'm James Gamble. With me is Robbie Landis, as well as the person who informed me that Crunchyroll was not just a dish you order at your local sushi joint. Weird Beard.
I have to tell you, you need it. Well, it's essentially like Netflix for just anime.
Yeah.
So you should get on there.
No, but you shouldn't.
More than anything else, you should get on there. Look, because you, James, can get premieres of Attack on Titan Season 4 after James. They come out in Japan within 10 minutes.
Weird Beard is steering you wrong, all right? You've already lost cred because your girlfriend beats you in all the video games. Do not go sign up for anime.
Join the weeb side.
I don't know. He wants me to go to the weeb side.
Do it.
Enjoy never getting laid again.
Well, then, sorry, Weird Beard. I will not join you in your weeb side. As many as 36 pro CSGO players have been handed competitive bans of up to 5 years in length. Why? We'll let you know what they did in just a bit, because first, it's time for this.
Game! Oh! The guy is unreal.
My goodness!
Here's another eSports gaming update with Robbie Landis on Checkpoint XP Radio.
We spent most of last year talking about how great Xbox and their Game Pass / Xbox Live Gold has been. Well, they started off 2021 on a bad foot as they announced that they would be doubling the yearly price of Xbox Gold Live from $60 to $100. Now, this $120, excuse me, this did not sit well with the consumer base, and it was quickly reverted back to normal price. Who would have thought, right?
Wow.
Yeah, $120, which, I mean, look, $10 a month, not actually all that bad, but if you're literally doubling it for no reason in the middle of a pandemic, when A, people have been playing as much as they ever have before, and you've been getting loads and loads of, like, praise for it, why would you think, yeah, you know what, let's double the price, guys?
I mean, the backlash was so bad that the president of Xbox came back out and essentially said, like, hey, we messed up, we're sorry, we're going to change it back, and not only that, but then they also made it so you don't have to have Xbox Live Gold for free games anymore.
Oh, wow.
So you're able to just get the free games as you want, and I think it's because they realized, like, whoops, we made a boo-boo.
Yeah, whoopsie boopsie there.
The 90s fad of buying and opening up Pokemon cards from before the millennium continues. Recently, a sealed box of Pokemon cards sold for $408,000. Wow. Now, just 2 years ago, a similar box sold for only $56,000. Now, this box could contain one of the coveted first edition Charizard cards, which alone would sell for $305,000.
Do you have any of those, Robbie?
I do not know. Well, we actually had a viewer in my Twitch chat the other day over at twitch.tv/Robbie_Landis had actually came in to talk to us about his cards. He had them appraised,
yeah,
and he had somewhere between like $5,000 worth of cards.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Now, another Pokemon card nudes, and this one is actually really cool. A one-of-a-kind Blastoise card nearly broke the record for the highest-selling Pokemon card ever. It sold for $360,000, which was only $9,000 less than the first edition Charizard card, which was rated at Gem Mint 10. Now, what makes this Blastoise card so special is that it is only one of two cards created to present to Nintendo to sell them on the idea of Pokemon cards before they were a thing.
How is that not the highest rated
so
one?
Close, yeah. So close.
It's like a prototype.
That's exactly what it is. This was the second of these two commissioned cards. They had two of them made. Is currently unaccounted for, which makes this the only card of its kind.
That's wow. Stupid that it's not worth more than another card. That's crazy.
that you could technically get out of pack still.
Stupid.
Yeah.
What that means to me, though, is so whoever bought this for $360,000...
should flip it. Yes. Sell it again. Yep.
Now you have a one-of-a-kind Pokemon.
That's right.
It's going for millions.
That's right. Five AAA developers just got hit with a fine of $9.5 million for geo-locking PC game sales in Europe. Geo-blocking is the act of basically saying, depending on where you live, if you're in Germany, you cannot get the same discounts that someone in Italy can get. So geo-blocking in the EU actually violates antitrust rules. So Bandai Namco, Capcom, Focus Home, Cook Media, and ZeniMax, who owns Bethesda, were all fined $9.5 million. And Valve, the owners of Steam, chose not to cooperate with the commission and were fined an additional $1.9 million.
Is that really, like, money that bothers them, though?
No, I don't think so.
Who cares?
Yeah.
What advantage or disadvantage are they getting by geo-blocking PCs?
I honestly have no idea what probably goes into the decisions of who gets sales in certain places or not.
It might have to do with like either usage rights, or it could even be like because of they're talking about the EU. It may just be like loot box stuff. You know what I mean? Like,
okay.
Hey, your company's giving us pushback for having loot boxes and all that kind of stuff. Goodbye. You just don't get to buy them anymore.
Gotcha.
A Mortal Kombat player was disqualified from a recent tournament for what people are saying is criticizing the developer. Now, James, would you like to try and take a guess at what this player did or said to warrant a ban just as their match was about to start?
So this player said something mean about the developer, the creators of Mortal Kombat, and they...
You're gone. Allegedly.
Okay. What? Did they insult his mother?
They did not.
Good guess, though.
The player named himself Titanium Tigers, which is apparently a reference to one of Shiva's moves, which right now is super overpowered, and the developers haven't addressed it.
Mm-hmm.
So he just named himself Titanium Tigers, that's it, and was told during his match, you've been disqualified.
Okay, so it sounds like the people who are putting this on, or the creators of Mortal Kombat, need to, like...
chill out.
Yeah. Tell me about it. When I first saw this headline, I'm like, oh my God, what did he say that
maybe
made them like kick
move.
Him out of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's like, look, if they would have told me, I would have changed my name. Like, it wasn't worth getting kicked out over. But nope, they just booted him, which was not a good look, in my opinion.
Boo.
Now, this is one of the most absurd stories and also showcases one of the very natures of just games and technology. So the game Auto Chest, which was inspired by the multiplayer online battle arena game Defense of the Ancients 2, or Dota 2, which was in itself inspired from a mod from Warcraft 2, is getting a MOBA game. So yes, you heard that right. Dota 2 inspired Auto Chess, and now they're making a MOBA for Auto Chess, which should just be Dota 2. This is so stupid. This is what, the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
What is... Auto Chess.
Auto Chess.
It takes the characters from Dota, puts them on a board, and basically they auto-fight each other.
Yes.
This would be the equivalent of being like, you know what? I'm going to create a sport after Madden. Yeah, I'm going to create a sport where guys have to play each other and they have to get a ball from one end of the field to the other end of the field. Well, isn't that just football, Robbie? Yes, it is. Yes. That's essentially what is happening right here. It makes no sense to me whatsoever.
And Auto Chess exploded in popularity. It's huge. Like, it's massive.
But why don't they just send people back to play Dota? Why are you making another... It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense.
Is it not just a different way to play Dota?
Yes.
Maybe, but it's stupid. It's stupid is what
Robbie's
it is.
Robbie's broken. We need to reset him.
That's it for the Checkpoint XP Gaming News Update. For more, head on over to our website, checkpointxp.com.
Well, thank you for that report, Robbie. Hopefully you get reset soon. As many as 36 more pro CSGO players have been handed competitive bans up to 5 years in length by the Esports Integrity Commission. after an investigation uncovered multiple breaches of the anti-corruption code in domestic Counter-Strike competitions. That's a lot of big words. One of you guys, please explain this.
35 more pros banned? Is there even a CSGO scene anymore?
There's still a CSGO scene.
How? So, between everyone getting banned and everyone moving to Valorant, how?
I think let's back it up and at least remind people, if you haven't been aware of what's going on with CSGO, for probably the past year, it seems like the entire esport has been involved in one cheating scandal after another.
Yeah, it's like nonstop from
you had the coaching spectator bug where coaches were able to see players of the other team and know what they were doing and everything and be able to tell their people. That had tons of people disqualified. Then you had more betting stuff that's been going on, which has been happening for quite a while. It seems like it's really gone on again, and it's exploded, this time mostly taking place in Australia, some in America, and then lots in Europe. For the past 24 months, those 35 players have all been betting. So every single person that was banned was not for like cheating in game, in the sense of like having a program that makes it to where you can click on heads easier or anything like that. These are all players that have either had collusive behavior, sharing details of fixed games with third parties, and then allowing those third parties to place identical bets based on the insider. It's like insider trading for betting is what's going on here. Two other Australian players were actually banned in October of last year. And it seems like they were the rats. And I'm not saying that disparagingly, but like they were arrested first. And then from the things that
they
told.
Tear it all down. This is so systemic within like the CSGO community. Weirdbeard, you're a fan of CSGO. I have to know, how can you watch professional matches now and not just instantly wonder or be worried that what you're seeing isn't a fair competition?
I mean, if I'm gonna... Okay, here's my, like, morally gray answer, and then I'll give you a real answer. My morally gray answer is, like, listen, a lot of this stuff is for betting. Like, let's be honest. Like, I don't think it isn't good for the game, but it's, like, it's betting. It'd be different if all 35 players had aim hacks.
Just talking about this. So many people have been taken out for cheating as well. Like, are you so blind or so naive that you're like, all right, they got all the cheaters. Everybody else is in there now. You know, they're above board. They're playing the right way.
I kind of feel like, I don't want to put words in your mouth, Weirdbeard, but I feel like you feel like this cheating is kind of a little bit different because it's not for so much like titles and championships.
Correct, yes.
This is solely so that somebody wins
a
bet.
Okay, sure. But it still comes down to it that there are so many cheaters within it. Like you said, the cheating scandal with the coaches who are watching people and stuff like that. You think that now everyone who's in CSGO, they're all straight arrows.
I don't think that at all. I think that's my other answer is like at the end of the day, CSGO has been, as far as pros go, rampant with cheaters for
so you're just
forever.
So you're just okay with it. It's just
cautiously optimistic that
you live with.
That yeah, like the cheaters have been handled.
I think that it's in the hands of Valve and they are the ones that have to do it.
Good.
And if you know what I mean, like I'm just a spectator of the sport. Like it's you know what it reminds me of. It reminds me a lot of like late 90s baseball where we all knew that they were juicing.
You're all juicing, yeah.
You know what I mean, but it puts
Jose
on
Canseco, baby.
Some good matches, and
oh
as long as it's
God.
Still entertaining.
Mark McGuire.
You're the worst.
Sammy Sosa, an influential Warzone player, brought a $250,000 tournament.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Walt, what did he accuse someone of doing? Find out when Checkpoint XP returns.
Working around bugs in Cyberpunk 2077, but your stomach is making you hangry? Cure your craving with Zaxby's. No need to hit pause. Order Zaxby's famous chicken, sandwiches, and salads for pickup and delivery on the Zaxby's app or over at Zaxby's.com. Cruise the streets of Cyberpunk's Night City while it arrives at your doorstep. Just order from Zaxby's indescribably good menu on the app or online and never miss a moment of game time.
Stop blowing my mind!
We're rolling.
rolling with Continuous Esports on the only show for esports and video games.
This is going to be absolute madness around.
No need for extra tokens. We've got the hookup. Checkpoint XP.
Welcome back. I'm James Campbell. Along with me is Weird Beard and someone who needs your help in determining the ultimate comic book couple, Robbie Landis.
That's right. So over at The Other Identity, which is the comic book podcast that I do with Ben Morris, who formerly worked with Marvel, we have a bracket going on with
Hold
the
on,
release.
Did you hear that casual little,
yeah, little flex.
Drop there?
Yeah. It's
Marvel.
It's the only.
Maybe you've heard of them, Weird Beard.
It's the only thing Ben has to flex about, okay? So, but anyway, with WandaVision coming out, we're trying to determine who the best couple in comics are. We have a little bracket challenge going on, and just by participating, which you can do over at CheckpointXP.com or finding us on Twitter at CheckpointXP. Just by participating, you have a chance to win a $50 digital gift card to Comixology, which has all sorts of comics from DC to Marvel to a lot of the sort of indie ones as well. So if you need your comic fix here because you've been locked inside and can't get out to the comic book store, all you have to do is go and tell us who your favorite comic book couple is.
Well, put me down for Wolverine and Jean Grey.
Actually, they're a thruple now. Wolverine, Jean Grey, and Cyclops in the current run of X-Men are all together.
Have they officially made it a cuckold?
Pretty much.
Well, yeah. I called that years ago! Yeah! Now, a big Call of Duty Warzone tournament was brought to a halt after Tommy, an influential Warzone player, made some false accusations towards another player in the tournament. Weird Beard, what happened here?
All right, well, we seem to talk about Twitch Rivals all the time for being stupid. So what Twitch Rivals is it's essentially Twitch organizing competitions amongst big-name streamers and whatnot, putting cash prizes on the line, because they want more people to watch Twitch, right?
Like, trying to connect the power of two big streamers into one big stream to create the ultimate audience.
And they do it without having it's not a sanctioned body. It's not like this is official tournaments for Fall Guys and stuff like that. So what they did is they actually put on a Warzone Rivals game. So they had all these big streamers come in and compete, and they're competing for $250,000. So it's a lot
of money. It's a lot of money on the line.
It's not just a little bit. And what ended up happening was a trio made up of these players, Metzi B, Cryptic, Joker, and Unifies, dumb names, disqualified from the competition because of being accused of being cheaters.
So they disqualify them based solely on accusations?
Yes. Don't you remember just a few weeks ago we were talking about the Pittsburgh Knights and a Valorant tournament that they put on to where they essentially said, oh, you know, we looked at it ourselves and it seemed fishy, so we banned them. That's exactly what happened again here, to where players thought that other players were cheating. They submitted that evidence to the tournament organizers, and they released a statement like this.
So you guys are fully aware of kind of what's going on here. Based on the evidence submitted from various sources in and out of the tournament, and after review of this evidence, they have determined that the gameplay was unnatural beyond reasonable doubt and have made the decision to move forward with Metzi and his team being removed from the tournament. They are ineligible for prizing, and we will proceed with game 5 of the tournament as usual with one less team. Now
that's kind of significant, right? So they didn't, because they don't have Activision involved in this, right? The makers of Warzone.
So they have no way to actually check. They really just have to eyeball it.
Yeah.
So they just had somebody, like some intern was going over game footage, watching and being like, oh yeah, I think that was an unnatural movement.
And
oh,
this is the kind of stuff, it's again, a big Warzone player that was in the tournament that was essentially leading the charge for this ban was a guy named Tommy. Here's his quote unquote evidence that he submitted to these tournament organizers.
That he doesn't think, sorry. You see, I was autoing when the guy jumps out of the window. Are you ready? That guy jumps out the window. Now watch this. Watch his aim. Lock onto the guy. By accident, because the riot shield isn't giving all. And this is what we get sent 24/7. All this.
And so, I mean, it's essentially just a guy, again, eyeballing it, being like, that looks sketchy. I think that's a cheater thing.
It looks like he shot him on accident. He's cheating.
It sounds like
a big name player got taken out by somebody who's a little bit lower than him in the rankings or the popularity, and the only person he can blame is hacking or cheating. I see it a lot in my community on Twitch as well.
And it's crazy because, like, okay, $250,000 in total was up for grabs. $45,000 to the team that wins first, but while they were removed, right? even last place would have been awarded $1,200.
That's still a good chunk of change.
If you were the very first people to die and you did terrible, $1,200. However, because Metsy B and his team were removed, they were ineligible for prizing, Twitch confirmed
right
after that.
So they got nothing, like at the end of Willy Wonka.
And again, Nick Merckx, a huge name streamer, stepped in. He said, unfortunately, without anti-cheat, authentic Warzone tournaments just aren't possible anymore. We learned a lot from those gauntlets, and I've been telling y'all, there's way too much cheese and too many rats. Bob and weave, baby. Now, he's essentially responding because Metsy came out and cleared himself. He came back on stream, showed his computer, showed all the programs that he was using, and he was like, dude, I wasn't cheating. I don't know what's happening. A lot of critics deleted their tweets, and even Tommy, the guy that accused him of cheating, sent out a tweet saying, fully understand the hate I'm receiving, and it's deserved. There just wasn't enough to go by to give my opinion on Metsy B. From the stuff I saw, I believe something was off, but there just wasn't enough to go as far as I did and to have everyone saying he cheated. However, he still gets no money. He gets kicked out of
the
tournament.
So messed up, man.
Don't have time to play the latest game? Still waiting to pick up the new PlayStation and Xbox? We've got the hookup for patient gamers.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP, your home for esports and gaming. Each week, Weird Beard and Robbie brings us a new game to check out that we might have otherwise missed. Something that's been around for a while, but maybe you just never had the time to get around to check out and play, but it's still worth the time and effort. What do you have for us this week, Weird Beard?
Hitman 2, in honor of the brand new Hitman game that was just released.
Countless possibilities converging at a single point in time.
A game that was released only back in 2018, so it's still a fairly new game. Hitman 2 is amazing. It still has over 20,000 very positive reviews on Steam, which is a whole bunch of very good reviews. Hitman is a series that's essentially, it's like James Bond meets Knives Out meets Mission Impossible, maybe.
You know what? It's a more, if you've ever wanted sort of an Assassin's Creed style of gameplay set in a more modern time, like, you know, sneaking around and trying to covertly take people out. That's what Hitman is.
Like, Hitman is really what it is Assassin's Creed is lots of little things throughout the city, right? Like, you're always that. Hitman is about these big set pieces, right? Like, there's a level that's set at a European racetrack. And so you have the race going on outside, and you can break into the garage and mess with one of the cars so the driver's car explodes while they're going.
Wow.
Or you can go in through the castle, and the castle that's next to it, and a party, and a... Like, it's just...
So they give you multiple different ways to get in and take out your target. It's not just up and, hey... Boom.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that the recently released Hitman 3, which I assume is why you're suggesting this, to try to get into Hitman 3. Hitman 3 boasts, like, almost an unlimited number of ways to be able to, like, take out your targets.
You know what? It's a sandbox game. That's the difference, is, like, an Assassin's Creed is a game where you're supposed to do certain things certain ways, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's how you advance the story.
The sandbox is the open world.
Yes.
There's your patient gamer recommendation, Hitman 2. Like Robbie said, available on the PS4, Xbox, and PC. Check it out for some stealth assassin role-playing. We asked on social media, over at Checkpoint XP on Twitter and Facebook, if you could change the genre of your favorite game, what does this new game look like? We'll discuss your answers when Checkpoint XP returns.
Hey, this is Callie with the Checkpoint XP Save the Date calendar, letting you know about the latest esports competitions to look forward to in the coming weeks. The LCS spring season is underway. Competition.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Will be running through April, with winners having the opportunity to compete in this year's midseason invitational. Competitive Valorant looks very different this year. The Valorant Champions Tour gets underway before the month is out, but the first North American Challengers event will be held February 4th through the 7th. Call of Duty League is set to kick off over Valentine's Day weekend with their second season. The first match of the season will be held Thursday, February 11th. Overwatch League will be starting later this year than in years past. The league has pushed their start date back to April. February 2nd through March 28th will mark the return of in-person esports events. 32 teams have been invited to Korea to compete in the PUBG Global Invitational. Capcom Cup has officially been canceled, or at least the live version of it has. Instead, the Fighting Game Championships will be held over online play in February. That's it for the Checkpoint XP Save the Date calendar. And remember, for all the latest in the world of esports, check out our website. You can find that over at checkpointxp.com.
Hey, it's James from Checkpoint XP. Now, you haven't been grinding solo queue for nothing. You're good enough for a varsity esports team, but you don't know where to look. That's where Looking For a Group comes in. It's a directory of every college esports program in the country. Programs, scholarships, whether you're a varsity player or looking for a recreational team, Looking For a Group has everything. Head to lfgroup.gg, find the college esports community that's right for you.
Time for the big brain plays. Checkpoint XP is back on your radio with James, Robbie, and Weird Beard.
Welcome back. You're listening to Robbie Landis, Weird Beard, and someone who's in love with his new ergonomic Switch cons, me, James Gamble.
You're so old.
Oh, my God. But I'm telling you, it's changing my gaming world.
Do we need to get you a little, like, a bar in the shower, too, so you don't slip and fall?
I'm not that old just yet.
But before anything else, can you do a, help, I've fallen and I can't get up?
How dare you, Weird Beard. I always thought you were on my side. And just so you guys both know, my Switch time has gone up about 200% with the new ergonomic
Joy-Cons. Well, good for you.
We asked on social media, over at Checkpoint XP on Twitter and Facebook, to describe your favorite game in 5 words or less.
Yeah, that's right. So we've actually started asking multiple questions over on Facebook and our social media and stuff like that. So make sure that you go and follow us, Checkpoint XP on Twitter and Facebook, and Checkpoint_XP on Instagram. We are also now, for those of you who have it, we're on the TikToks. So look us up on the TikToks as well. So yeah, before we get into some of these things, we had a few of our social media people that sort of put out describing their game in 5 words or less, and I want to see if you guys can try and guess what some of these are, all right?
Okay.
So Johnny, who actually uses 6 words here, but we'll forgive you, Johnny, says, Space Marine plays Capture the Flag.
Halo.
Halo, that's a pretty easy one.
Halo,
yep.
For sure.
Right here.
Frame Loss says, Graffiti is not a crime.
Jet Set Radio?
It is Jet Set Radio. I thought it was Concrete Genie, which is literally a game about like your graffiti that you do on walls coming
Concrete
alive.
Concrete Genie?
Yeah.
That sounds like just a bad ending to Aladdin.
All right. Valiant says, Moon is Haunted.
Majora's Mask.
Majora's Mask. Oh, wow. If we were keeping score,
Weird Beard's
beating you really bad. Well. All right. Zero says Blue Man in a Network.
Blue Man. Tron?
No.
No.
I'm trying to think of blue character. Who's blue?
In a network, though.
Pew, 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 pew.
And he pew, pew, pews.
Mega Man.
Oh, my gosh. How did I not figure that out? I should have known.
You had a chance.
Oh, I did.
All right, what about Princess Fair Time Travel Magic?
That just sounds like random words.
I had to ask the person on Twitter. Yeah.
You know what that sounds like?
No, I know what it is. Go ahead.
Okay, that sounds like when you have a clip on Twitch and it just
generates
random words for your URL. That's what that sounds like. But go ahead, Weird Beard.
That's Chrono Trigger, isn't it?
It is Chrono Trigger.
It's the fair and time travel is what gave it away.
All right. Huh? Players, arenas, mascots, nets, helmets.
Rocket League.
No.
Oh, man.
You don't need to wear helmets in Rocket League. You're a car.
You're driving the car. You better have your helmet on.
I think it's like, I don't know. Helmets.
It is
arena.
A sports game.
Oh, pick a professional sport, James. I'll do another one.
Well, there's mascots. So I'm going to say is in an arena.
Uh-huh.
Basketball. Oh, NBA 2K.
He said hockey.
It's hockey. It's hockey.
How many hockey mascots are there really?
Helmets.
Football.
All right. All right. What about gauntlets, magic, sorcery, and mages? Battle Royale.
Is this the one that was on the Epic Game Store?
Oh my God, James,
is this Realm Royale?
Yes, it's Realm Royale!
It's such a rare game to come up anywhere. I never guessed that one. But I was like, it could be that Spellbreak.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I was like, is it Spellbreak?
All right, last one here. The nuclear apocalypse can be fun.
Fallout,
that's right. Yep,
Fallout.
It's a good thing we weren't keeping score. Weird Beard just destroyed you. All right, so the other question that we asked was, change the genre of your favorite game. How does it play now? And I'm going to go first. I've never been a fighting game fan, right? Like, they're okay. I enjoy playing on here and there. But the only game that I've ever come back to and that, like, I feel like I follow in any way, shape, or form is Super Smash Brothers. because it's a good party game, but it has, but there's also like a competitive scene to it as well that gets like really serious, right? So I have always wanted a Final Fantasy Smash Brothers type game. There have been some Final Fantasy fighting games in the past. They were terrible. Remake it. You have, you know, what, 20, 30 years worth of characters to use for it. It would be so perfect and so much fun.
You know what's crazy is because, like, I first instinct would be like, oh, a Mario game and make it a battle royale, but they made it. Mario 35 was not what I wanted, so I have to. This is like a monkey's paw situation. I don't.
But what if it? Well, I guess they did make it because they have the Mario versus rabbits or whatever. Yes. What if it's more of a shoot 'em up battle royale?
That wasn't even that. That was more of an XCOM style tactical game.
Oh, yes. Really?
Yeah.
So I think instead of Super Mario, I think a cool battle royale that has not been made would be a. Since Tony Hawk's new game was so good,
oh my
gosh. Do a Tony Hawk Battle Royale where
there's
it's like
enough
tricks.
Battle Royales.
And
we
if
don't
you
need
have to
anymore.
Have a certain point amount to move you know, forward.
Or even if it's just like, what if it's like a downhill skateboard race?
You're into it
like
now.
Like you're racing downhill like a longboard,
I'm
you know,
down.
With different stunts and different things, different ramps, and almost make it like the
SSX Tricky.
Sure, yeah. Snowboarding game.
Never make games. What about you, James? What are you changing up?
Well, I would say one of my favorite games, I would say of all time, would be Fallout 3.
Okay.
So that would be considered like an RPG.
Yep. Action RPG. So what genre are you turning it into?
What if we make it a battle royale?
Yes, we're on the same page.
All these
here.
Vault dwellers are dropping in, and you have to find like loot.
Yeah. Okay, guess what? They have that. There's a battle royale version or mode in Fallout 76. That
oh, yeah,
is exactly
it's called
Firestorm.
That.
It is. It's something like that. So your game's already been made.
Oh, man.
The realization on your face.
These are terrible. All right, let's look at what some of our people on
That's
social
why I'm
media
here to look
say.
Good, okay? I'm here to look good on this radio show. That's why I'm here.
All right, Chris says he wants South Park as a first-person shooter. Oh, I don't know about that. Look,
they had that.
Yeah,
they had a South Park first person shooter on the Nintendo 64.
What was it called?
South Park first person shooter. I don't know.
I played the first South Park game.
There's South Park Chef's Love Shack, South Park or South Park Rally.
Oh, that it. All right, it sounds bad. I'm sorry. I think that's going to be bad. I apologize, Chris. You're in the same camp as these two. That's a terrible game.
Yeah, South Park is a first-person shooter. What
yeah,
the
South Park game for Nintendo 64. Thank you very much.
All right, Donald.
I'm not the only one putting my foot in my mouth.
Donald says, I'm not a fan of Call of Duty, but Lego Call of Duty would actually be incredible. Aside from that, take the full cast of Final Fantasy and make a kart racing game.
Okay, let's ignore the fact that like Call of Duty Legos would mean... Lego blood.
Green Army Men. That game exists as well.
True.
It does.
It's not Legos.
I think the Final Fantasy kart game might be cool.
It could be okay. I feel like there are a lot of different kart games out there, right? Crash Bandicoot, Nitro Racing comes to mind. But you can't out-kart Mario Kart.
Never.
Right? You just can't. I'm
never
sorry.
They're the mafia. You literally have to come around and pay up your cart fee.
All right. Now, I know that everyone's going to be on board for this one from Steve. This is something that people have been asking for forever. And even in the right hands, I don't know that it could ever be done well enough.
Uh-oh.
But Steve wants a StarCraft massively multiplayer online role-playing game.
Yeah, how would you do that? I don't think you can. It's I mean, like, they have EVE Online, which is essentially very close.
Well, but I don't think that they would want it to be, like, your traditional, you know, it's not just going to be... the top-down like strategy stuff, right? Because we're getting away from that genre. So I think what people want is the world of StarCraft, where you can make your own Terran or your own Protoss or your own Zerg. And then just like in World of Warcraft, you go out and explore the world. But the problem is with StarCraft, how many planets do you have to do?
As many as you need.
Like, but people aren't
going to
be okay with just, okay, you know, I'm a Terran. I have four zones on this planet. Like, they want to be able to explore the planet. The scope of this game would just be way too big right now. And until we have like AI machines who can develop our games for us and just churn out content night and day. You
couldn't just like take World of Warcraft and put some alien skins on the characters?
No, because World of Warcraft
change the realms to look like alien planets?
Only takes place on one planet.
Well, there's different realms in the planet, right?
But they're still just pretty much versions of that planet. There was one planet a few expansions ago that we went to. but it was just three zones, and they all pretty much looked the same.
So yeah, I think it's doable, but maybe not to the scope you're fantasizing about.
Not to the scope that people need.
If you enjoyed these responses, remember, you can always include yours by commenting on our social media, at CheckpointXP, on Twitter and Facebook. However, we do want to talk to you on the phone. So if you want to talk to us, give us a call at 1-833-557-0974. And that's going to do it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening on your radio station. Make sure you head on over to CheckpointXP.com. Check out the Checkpoint XP Daily, where you can hear the latest in video game news breaking that day. I'm going to send a big thank you to Robbie Landis, Weird Beard, and producer Callie for helping put this episode together. Don't forget, follow us on social media, Twitter and Facebook at Checkpoint XP, and find us on TikTok. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Checkpoint XP, and we'll talk to you again on the next level.